be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the other who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we are celebrating the seventh Sunday in ordinary time, and the readings of today talk about love God and love of our neighbors. That's why the theme for our reflection today is the call to holiness. When we see the calendar, liturgical calendar of our church, we realize that many of the saints are from the religious orders. Many of them, they were priests or brothers or sisters. And we may think that only priests and religious people, religious consecrated people, are called or meant, are meant to holiness. The call to holiness is the first of all the vocations. That is the universal call of God to everyone. Everyone is called, is invited to be holy. You may be priest or Christian or whatever, all of us, we are called to be holy. That's why today we are meditating upon the holiness of God, because God is holy. He wants us also to become like him, to share in his holiness. And the first reading, through the words of prophet Moses, God says, tell the people, you must be holy as I, your Lord, are holy. The holiness of God becomes the path to our own holiness. If God is holy, we know that holiness is one of his attributes. We say God is love, God is holy, God is merciful. And as we read, as we heard in the first reading, the love of God, it is a sign of holiness. If we love each other, that means that we have God in our hearts, we have God in our lives. And in the first reading, love your neighbor was restricted only to Israel. You love your countrymen you have perfected the law. But when we come to the gospel, Jesus says, we must be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Love, as we get it in the gospel, is a universal love. We love because God loves us the first. And we should learn how to love each other, not to love because we are looking for something from the person, and then we pretend that we are loving each other. That's why when we see people behaving, we can find that for some people, it's normal for us all to greet the people who greet us, or to do good to those who do good for us. That is normal and that is human. But the second thing is that it may happen that we do good to some people, and then in return, they do bad things to us. And we say that is evil. That is not normal for the person. That is evil. That is from Satan. And then the third thing is that when we are persecuted, some people are doing bad things to us, and then in return, we don't do bad for bad, but in return, we do good to them. And that is given only by the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in us, we cannot do good for those who have done bad to us. That's why in the gospel, Jesus is saying that we should not offer resistance to the evil one. Holiness in the Old Testament means that something is set apart, like the church is a holy place because it's meant for religious worship, for religious purpose. That's why we should teach our children, our brothers and sisters, how to behave when we found ourselves in the church, because the church is not like a store or football field where we can behave somehow. The church is holy. And then apart the places, even some objects like the Bible, the crosses, the scapulars are also holy because they are meant for divine worship. And then in the second reading, St. Paul reminds us that even our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, when we were baptized, we received the grace of the Holy Spirit in us. And then the Holy Spirit dwells in you, dwells in everybody. And sometimes we behave as if we don't have the Holy Spirit in our life. That's why today we are also called to reflect upon the purity of our body, the purity of our spirit. And the reading says that whoever destroys that temple, that holy building of God, God will destroy him. And usually we destroy our own body by sins. Whenever we do sin, we are destroying the holy building of God. That is our own, this human body. Whenever we receive the Holy Eucharist, we become the temples of the Eucharist. We are like the tabernacles all over the world, the tabernacle that receive and keep the Holy Eucharist. That's why, as we are called to be holy, everybody should reflect upon her life or his life to see if really we keep that holiness of our body, or we keep that holiness of our spirit. And then in the third gospel, the third reading, that's the gospel, and that is the end of chapter 5 of the gospel of Matthew. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And the first reading said that we must be holy because our Lord is holy. We must see how do we become holy, and we'll say that we are human beings, we can sin, yes, but still we still have the chance, we still have the grace of reconciliation, because one of our lecturers was saying that whenever we sin, there is no more Holy Spirit in us. But when we confess, then the Holy Spirit comes back in our heart. The Holy Spirit comes back in our lives. And then when we confess, God comes back in our hearts. That's why today the way to holiness, firstly, is forgiveness of our sins. We receive the forgiveness from God, and then, like Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, that we must be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. We receive God's forgiveness, and He's also telling us to forgive one another. And then the second way to holiness is love. And in fact, in one of the letters of St. Paul, he says that the completion of the scriptures is only love. If you know how to love, now we can say that you are perfect. To love as God loves. And in His love, there is no interest. In His love, there is no distinction. Because the gospel says that God makes His Son rise on the bad and the good as well. He causes rain to fall on the just and then the unjust. So today, we ask God to increase our love, to teach us how to be truly His daughter, to teach us how to be truly His sons. And this may happen only when we behave in a different way. That's holiness. Holiness is you live in a different way from the rest of the world. And that's why in the second reading, we are called somehow to behave like foolish people in front of the world. What Christians are doing seem to be like fool, but in front of God is wisdom. Because when the world or when some people will be ready to revenge, Jesus Christ is inviting us not to offer a resistance, but to be generous to those who persecute us, to be generous and to pray to our enemies. That's why the love which is taught to us is not only to love those who love us or to love our countrymen or women or to love those who share the same faith with us. But Jesus is going beyond and saying that you must love even your enemies. That's where I said that we must somehow behave like foolish people. Because for us, when you realize that somebody is your enemy, the first thing we can do is just to escape from that person. But Jesus does not say that we should escape from our enemies. Instead, we should love them and pray for them. And this love will surely lead us to the holiness of God. We now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God,